This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two of the nation. We're going to 5:30 tonight. Rangers pregame coming up, and they're going to take on the Yankees again. It's a DeGrom start, so that should be exciting. And Ted Emmerich's going to have the pregame coming up at 5:30 once again. It was amazing. It was great to listen to Ted last night. As much as we like Jared, Ted Emmerich is near and dear to our hearts. His father, the pimp, graced these hallways for many years.
Yep.
And
440 today with him, right?
Yeah.
420.
Yeah. 420. Yeah.
420. A fat ass sack of weed.
There's right. It was a six finger lid. And Ted has just enough of the tone in Roger's voice to just give you all the Roger Emmerich pimp vibes that you could dream for. And that baseball conversation is coming up in an hour and 20 minutes.
Day two. Go to Cowboy games and you can hear Roger make the announcements.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So good.
On the concourse.
Iconic voice, yeah. Roger Emmerich. And Ted's got great pipes as well, man. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40, day two of OTAs. Of course, we have the C-Note coming up for you. Mike Hyka, DallasStars.com writer, is going to join us at 4 o'clock. I think for the Stars, game one tonight, 7, what's different this year? Rope is healthy to start the series. He missed the first two games. And knowing that, best center, I think losing in 6 probably should have been predicted. We do have Rantanen. Stars only scored 14 goals last year in that 6-game series, but they also held the Oilers to just 17. So I figure you look at last year, power play went dead, 28 minutes of 5-on-4, and you got the goose egg. And the Athletic wrote in their preview, I said it last hour, if the Stars had just had Mikko last year, they would have won the series. Like, that's how much he tips the scales. You include the fact also, Wolchuk, I don't know how you feel about this in your Star sweater over there. Bully Melrose might want to tune me up for this one. Joe Pavelski no longer weighing down the lines.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Joe couldn't really move. Pavs was a shell of himself last year. So
yeah.
I do think there is something to be said about the depth. The Stars are a deep team. They just haven't gotten, in terms of points, the output that Edmonton's gotten to this point. Yeah. I think it's also, they went through a grind, man. You talk about a 7-game series to start with Vegas last year, and then you follow that up again with another hard-fought series against Colorado. You now have Miro and Robo, who didn't play in the first round. Like, you've got fresher legs in this series against Edmonton than you had a year ago. That can make a big difference. I think Stuart Skinner, and then how well is your penalty kill? Yeah. Those are the two things for me. Like, is Stuart Skinner going to stand on his head like he did at times last year? It's tough to beat a goaltender when he does that, but you got to find a way to beat him over the course of the series. I think Mikko can do that, to the Athletics' point. But also, the Stars' penalty kill has been absolutely superb. They've got to carry that over, because ultimately the power play for the Oilers screwed them last year.
Yeah, and I also think we talk a lot about how clutch these Stars are, about how clutch the Rangers were, and how we hope the Cowboys can live up to that at some point, but the Oilers are proven to be clutch. In the regular season, they only had 3 forwards who were expected to be above average going into the playoffs. That's what their regular season looked like. But their forwards have been amazing. I think eight of them have been above average so far, and that's a big reason they've been so dominant. Last year in the conference final, 11 different Oilers combined to score those 17 games. So you're supposed to be better than these guys depth-wise. That should be a big advantage for you. But, you know, maybe the Oilers have a little bit of this clutch gene when the pressure goes up. They're at their best. And certainly you could imagine they get a tremendous amount of confidence playing with McDavid and Draisaitl. But I do feel like the Stars have a good plan for those guys.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Pete DeBoer, I mean, I think the home ice advantage, they had it last year. But I think right now you're playing with some house money. I'm interested in what the line combinations will be tonight. And I think the Stars are better defensively than they were a year ago. I think guys like Bischel, I mean, that's certainly been a huge help for you. It'll be interesting if they go back to 12-6, like who do they sit? Do they keep Bischel and Petrovic, or do they move Petrovic and now it's Bischel and Lyubushkin? And I think he's played pretty well at times this series. So I think you're better set to handle, especially with Thomas Harley's emergence, the Draisaitl pairing with McDavid. Now it's like, okay, as long as I've got Harley or Miro on the ice with one of those guys, I'm feeling pretty good that I've got a defenseman that can skate with them.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And the maturity of this team has been incredible. If you look at what happened in the bubble to now, how Jim Neal has remade this team and found youngsters and managed to improve the team as it's gone on, it's really been a treat to watch him work. The family reunion known as Yankees-Rangers. First game was a dud for the Rangers offense. Frustration was pretty high on Rangers Twitter with the strikeouts. Evan Grant with the autopsy here, Wolchuk. Struck out 14 times, 10 against Will Warren. Season high. Five of them were called on third strikes. Yeah. Five different players.
Warren even
season
swinging.
High.
Yeah.
3-6. Young Garcia, Simeon Peterson combined for 8 strikeouts with runners on base. Yeah. What are we doing? You lose 5-2. Hey. We've had a much better 2 weeks since the Brett Boone signing, but I don't know. And I don't think you can believe that when Corey Seager returns, everything's going to be great with this offense. I'm sure CY's tirelessly working on all his options, but Boach was kicked out arguing balls and strikes. It was a frustrating night for a lot of people, and that came after the strikeouts.
I think that was just a carryover for what happened that last game against Houston.
Yeah, with Jack Leiter getting some unfavorable calls.
I think he'd had enough.
Yeah.
You know, and like these... It goes to show you, like we talk about with balls and strikes and officials and stuff, and like, you can't always blame the refs, can't blame the umpires and stuff. But, I mean, when you start losing games because, and I think last night was really just a carryover from that Astros game, because he probably feels like that his team got wronged by balls and strikes in that series finale on Sunday. And so he's like, listen, if I'm going to get tossed, I'll get tossed. But his team just wasn't hitting last night. They were, like you mentioned, Dawson. By the fourth inning, they just started to rack up the strikeouts. You know, not even swinging, you know, at pitches and stuff. So, yeah, I think it was just a kind of a frustrating night all the way around.
You know what I thought with all the looking is...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They have intentionally gone to being more patient and, you know, decided we're going to take more pitches in high leverage situations because they're throwing us junk, right? So now the league has adjusted. And tonight, I think you go out there looking to tear the cover off the ball and be aggressive.
It's constantly a battle of adjustments because you're right. I mean, they were one of the highest chasing teams in Major League Baseball. So now, clearly, I think that's a great point with Brett Boone. He's probably saying, like, guys, come on. Let's go ahead and let's wait. Let's look. Let's see. And last night, they probably were a little bit too patient. I mean, you've got, I think it was 3-0 Josh Young. You think he's got a green light, and then he just stares at a fastball right over the plate. Mm. And now it's 3-1. It's like, dude, go ahead and hammer that one home if you want. You're up 3-0 in the count.
All right. Speaking of fastballs right over the plate, saw a Jack Leiter story. It was a note from Eno Saris of The Athletic. Sent me down a pretty significant rabbit hole. And I have some Jack Leiter content. I think you're going to be interested in it. For the record, I am a big Jack Leiter fan, especially after seeing him with his dad, Al, on MLB Network. It was a great segment. Worst fastball command in baseball. And what does that mean at this point in his career? Worst fastball command in the sport, at least at this big league level. His chances of improving location at this point, in the story that I was reading on SI, they said it's low. I was like, how do you know that? I mean, he was just drafted like less than 2 years ago. And I down the hole I went, Wolchuk. Mm-hmm. What kind of historical precedent are they working off here? We're talking about a Leiter, top five pick. This guy's got pedigree and nasty, nasty stuff. Great movement. But the unreliable fastball, and he was great with his slider sinker Sunday, wasn't it? Yeah, so maybe there's a path forward with a slider sinker combination. Fastballs have been thrown less and less. I think that's been a trend over the last decade or so. But how likely is it that he improves, and what are the probabilities of that is what I was wondering. So based on precedent, here's the report. Leiter has roughly a 25 to 30% chance of improving to acceptable fastball command. A 10% or less chance of turning it into a strength, a 40 to 50% chance of being shifted to a reliever role if no improvement in 12 months. This time next year, at least according to historical precedent, is when big league teams would say, hey, his fastball command is not improving. It's been an issue since college. We've tweaked the mechanics. We've worked on his focus, and a miracle could still happen. And if it does, we'll look at promoting him back into a starter. But, you know, we've had two quality starts in a row, the first two of his career. So we are trending up. But, you know, I do think this fastball news was sobering for me, Brian. I did not go looking for this. I'm not trying to one-up Jared Sandler. But the command issues do date back to Vanderbilt. He's been working on it for years without much success, and the Rangers have adjusted his mechanics. You're still going to have nasty stuff, and you'd be a pretty dang good reliever, I think, worst-case scenario, Brian.
The crusty guy in me is trying to read metrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the Baseball Savant, which, yeah, anybody can. Now, they don't charge any money for it, but they have a great source. And I was just looking at what they say about him, because they do it in color. So old crusty guy understands if it's
color code this thing
up for me. They're saying his fastball velocity is in the great range.
Yeah, it is. He's got the sixth best stuff.
And then they're saying, like, okay, so the four seamer would be the fastball stuff too, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's just he's done locate it
31% of the time. But they're talking about it not being fast enough or not.
No, it's the worst location in baseball.
Yeah, it's out of the zone.
So it's like wild reliever profile.
Yeah.
Who, man, kind of like Aroldis Chapman, but less.
He just doesn't have command of the pitch. Okay. So it's a great pitch.
Yeah.
You just don't know where it's going.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at this chart, this target chart now.
Yeah.
Because you're right about, okay, I was thinking, God, something with this velocity. I'm like, no, man.
Yeah, the spin rate's great. Velocity's there.
He's at 97.4 when it comes to miles per hour on it. And the major league average is 94.6. So he's at 97.4. But you're right. The location of his four-seam fastball to right-handed hitters is like high and inside.
Yeah.
And to a left-handed hitter, it would be high and outside. But, I mean, where the target relation to it of, his slider is far more accurate
Yeah.
Than his fastball.
But if he could locate the fastball, he would already be dominant.
He's literally having trouble, just looking at colors again, he's literally having trouble with his four seam. He's having trouble with his sinker. And that seems to be where he's at.
The sinker was good Sunday.
Yeah. Well, he was the way that it looks like to me, and tell me, Dawson, the orange is his sinker.
Okay.
So it seems to be high, right? For the sinker. The red is his fastball or the four seam.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So
where
the target would be his slider is a far better pitch.
He got 6% of the fastballs. Right, yeah, they're in the waist zone, which they say is like, you know, too far from the plate. You're basically outside. It's not a competitive pitch.
Yeah.
And your that's misses, bottom five in the league.
Your misses are either too obvious or too meaty. You know, the difference with Chapman was his misses wouldn't get him beat.
Yeah. I mean, to a right-handed hitter, it seems like that's a problem. That's like he's like jamming right-handed hitters.
And it's easy to lay off that one.
Yeah. But left-handed hitters are just,
it's the slider and the sinker. It seems like the sinker he's got better command on that I think that he will be able to. And the slider. I mean, those are probably the two pitches. And if he can mix in the change, probably needs to lay off the four-seam fastball right now, even though it's a great pitch. He just doesn't have command over it.
He does. No, you're right. He has no control over the four-seam, the sinker, which you said the other day. You're right about that. And his change. Yeah. Everything is really outside the target zone on that.
Well, historically, I think third starter, which Sandler projected last fall, you know, I guess that's still realistic. Right now, it's looking like 4-5. Mm. Unless the command jumps 2+ grades, which is not technically impossible at all. It's definitely happened many times. But you have a new pitching coach regime in Texas. I think, you know, you believe in Maddux and his guys. You have, you know, the secondary stuff that is big league level. But, you know, like long relief is something people don't want to hear right now. But this is, you know, it's not great. And it's exciting that he's proven, hey, I can stick around in this game. Like Dad Al the other night, you went 7 innings, you take a no hitter. My kid's going to be a big league pitcher. We're going to have a career, you know, and I think that's, you know, pretty dang exciting. A cool Big 12 baseball note, Surprise Stadium, Rangers home for spring training, going to host the Big 12 title game coming up next spring. And Dallas Wings looking for their first win of the season tonight. They're going to be in Minnesota. The Lynx were 30-10 last year. So they're a contender. Their all-star Nafisa Collier is MVP level. She's averaging 28 points per game. And, you know, Wings have a lot of promise on this roster, might need some experience. I think it's 5 rookies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.